Welcome to Resetting the World Stage, Episode 53, January 31st, 2019. Clarifying the hierarchical predicament. Read along with this broadcast. See relevant links on my website, resettingtheworldstage.org. At the outset of consciously inquisitive insight and outlook, during these comprehensively inclined phases, stages, and proclivities, to recognize and eventually to realize is what heretofore was utterly unknown to us, humans of a mind. We were, and in part still periodically intuit, anticipated self-clarification. It is the self-other clarification that inspires intellect to wonder ever more deeply concerning the mind of yet discovered eternal integrity, that also cannot be what is so hugely repetitively problematic in our world. Before synergetics, it would not dawn on intellect to delve into the geometry of thinking during the relatively mindless indifference concerning the linear versus spherical analysis. But because our inherited education strategy, the way we have been taught to think, depends on the political religion justice authority, to whom we ordinarily refer, our question asking excludes the metaphysical, other than misidentifying it, as some supposedly harmful distortion of the physical reality we share in common. We do not know all of it yet, because we are still learning that the metaphysical passes through but fails to remain at the zero of equilibrious truth. Neither is our eager curiosity about what humans generally refer to as God aware of the vector equilibrium and the zero phase of a conceptual integrity. Humans everywhere are almost totally absent of forethought in this respect, that pulsation, vector equilibrium, is the nearest approach, the closest we will ever know to eternity and God, which I have renamed the eternal omniscient mind, spelling it in lower case. It is spelled in the lower case because it is not a proper noun, a person, place, or thing. So along with all the experts who arise out of the same misinforming historical wellspring our 21st century populations have settled for, the linear, while omitting by default conditioning the spherical integrity. Our Buckminster Fuller synergetics explorations in the geometry of thinking informs us that at the eternal outset, the vector equilibrium's frequency is zero. And yet, this does not also mean non-existent. Synergetics 1000.53 and Synergetics 445.11. Still, we can be amazed, enthralled, as grateful recipients of the expert's education, his, her years of study, the research and applications of analysis shown of late on YouTube channels, the educated experience that is derived from the same wellspring of the supposedly axiomatic and self-evident. Their characterizations fit neatly into one psychoanalytic cluster or another, one hierarchical structure or another. In other words, the expert who shares his or her educated experience, their experimental discoveries serving as the interpreter to the general public, gradually becomes the somewhat trusted go-to mentality for analyzing human behavior beyond anything most of us consider worthwhile about self and the other, from our limited exposure to the esoteric publications. This is the case. Despite more complicated and complex personality disorders and economical distress manifesting everywhere, that continues to propagate the problems of consciousness evolution. Ordinarily, we do not describe the social, political, environmental disturbances correlatively to the positive and negative asymmetries that propagate the problems of consciousness evolution. We are mostly unconscious, not consciously tuned into the wellspring of knowledge that includes pulsation, vector equilibrium, as the closest approach to eternity and the omniscient mind of metaphysical physical universe, much less. With respect to the conceptuality of universe's minimum structural system, the minimum symmetry, the topology and geometry with which we can measure and coordinate all information experience, the conceptuality of which is always independent of size, time-space sizing, Synergetics 200.06. It does not dawn on us that zero equal normal, as it did on Buckminster Fuller from his explorations. Mostly, we are not mindfully aware that the unlimited metaphysical can accommodate and does accommodate the physical. The physical is limited and is principles dependent, unbeknownst to us until otherwise informed, is the zero phase that nature goes through, which is not disorderly, not the chaos that supposedly is antidotal, referential to the physical structured hierarchy in 12 steps, and that by tweaking it will prevent politically induced corruption, somehow will physically redirect left-handed and right-handed politics. I get the picture. In appreciation for the comparative experience, I am specifically referring to Dr. Jordan Peterson's YouTube videos compared to the interestingly shared information from Dr. Todd Grande on his YouTube channel to present yet another perspective, differently informed syntropic content of the disseminated information that is both metaphysical and physical, that is both metaphysically generalized and physically realized. We are informed now of a cosmic hierarchy and synergetic hierarchy. Synergetics, color plate 9, and Synergetics 10.5.0. As we strive now to learn as much about the truth of the concept predicament, the hierarchical predicament by which our humanity is beset, such as the sociological quagmires, the economic distress, this surely is the residual inaccuracies manifesting, the reenacting articulations, increasing tolerance magnitudes occurring and recurring at every historical turn of events. Yet something of great importance is omitted by our conditioning, by the authoritative systems that program us to do what we are induced thus by the PRJWBSA politics, religion, justice, war, belief system complex. The conditioning is local. So too is our local problem solving subsequent to information gathering. That can be. In support of universal integrity, the conditioning is a slave mentality conditioning in the way we educate us. The referential fields of it, time and time again, lead back to inadequately based, pseudonymously, semi-consciously, primarily unconscious adaptations to the manifest form, the very realities that technically and literally are uniquely perceived by the individual. But in any event, is physical, special case, time limited, primarily linearly analyzed. Such conditioning includes how to connect like-minded gullibility, especially where God is positioned, by the PRJWBSC indoctrinated mindsets. On one hand, you've got the expert who relies on biblical texts, but that is similar to the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing. at any given moment. Regardlessly, there is the production, the stage upon which the deception is performed. It is separated out from awareness of the EISEDP, which is among human events, the irreversible, non-repetitive, self-regenerative experiences, intuitions, speculations, experiments, discoveries, productions, synergetics 502.22. This does not necessarily mean the deceiver has the slightest idea of what harm is done, but that his choices are redirected from one field of study to another, motivated by money perhaps, fame and fortune perhaps, in desperation to escape the inadequate academia that has caught its intellect in a seemingly inescapable predicament. The trains of thought as chains that bind us, keeping us imprisoned in our national sovereign pens. It is understandable why one reverts to the most popularly acceptable information sharing, where more aspects of the psyche's survival hangs on for dear life. Adapting to form predetermined options, shunning the synergetic hierarchy, the cosmic hierarchy, because chances are it is forbidden, discredited by academia. This continues without knowing how to describe the authority by the acronym that I devised, which initially was PRJM, for Politics, Religion, Justice, Military, then PRJMBSC, then PRJWBSC, and stands for Politics, Religion, Justice, War, Belief System Complex. Reactionary culminations of every stripe and hue can lead to war. Therefore, I felt that the M for military could more accurately be supplanted by the W for war, because the military itself is not only engaged in war, technically the military protects populations from enemies, those states of enmity that politics, religion, justice strives to engender, albeit subconsciously, as punishment runs rampantly throughout the discourse in one manner of its or another, including shame, blame, condemnation, interminable imprisonment. The military can evolve as a consciously contributive system, which we do not have to believe at all, but can observe the physical system as it progresses throughout its complementary coexistence, functioning with our evolving species, humans of a mind everywhere on Earth. The most acceptable is not necessarily the most economical way of behaving relative to unity and self in universe, primarily because, by default, slave mentality conditioning, the most acceptable omits awareness of the synergetics hierarchy and is satisfied with organization of people at different ranks and a series of ordered groupings of people, things, inherited values that engender fear, and mindlessly profiting at the other's expense. Surely, if the total system is never predicted by its lesser system's components, then how is it possible for humans of a mind who are perpetually indoctrinated and educated, supposedly, to predict essential economic conditions, inducing human reacting behavior to all depths of despair, which is both genetic and environmental, by omitting generalized angle frequency design control? We must admit the synergetic hierarchy and awareness of angle and frequency modifications. After all, there are only two possible covariables operative in all design and universe, which is modification of angle and frequency. It doesn't get much more potentially clarifying at a glance, albeit as a first step of recognizing the outward, inward, and circumferentially around complementary angle and frequency oscillation. By this I mean that since humans oscillate between our metaphysical propensities and physical incarnations, then complementary angle and frequency oscillation and pulsation must be coordinatedly more important than incongruities at every turn of the PRJWBSC influences and events. As it turns out, without doubt, that modification is accomplished only in forwardly directed time, then we must not engender mathematical contradictions concerning early education, especially with regard to spherical trigonometry. We have been confused about the term superficial, by the way. Usually we think of superficial as shallow, phony, a quasi pseudo-personality type, pretending to be what, oddly enough, is often acceptable because it fits into the reality we expect to entertain us, impressing us, identifying with it to some rather inexplicable but popularized degree, furthering self-delusion. Now we find out that there are superficial aspects of systems. This indicates a natural need for identifying the minimum thinkable set, the minimum structural system of universe, the conceptuality of it that is always independent of size, and an awareness that it is size alone that can come to zero, not the conceptuality. It is reassuring to note that the vector equilibrium is the empty set tetrahedron, and that the minimum structural system of universe is the tetrahedron, one quantum of energy consisting of 24 quantum modules. If not for synergetics, there is no way I possibly could describe at an inquisitive glance what seems so impressive to my lay mind. The organized discoveries regarding the human personality are profoundly descriptive, detailing the most subtle differences between one symptom and another, one construct and disturbance accounting for various human behaviors. Behavior can always be further analyzed for categorization, treatment, and hopeful cures. By that I mean we readily adapt to what seems more obvious once informed of it than before. The clarity of nature's coordinate system becomes relevant. Eventually, intellect becomes interested in learning about the most economical way of behaving relative to unity and self in universe. The finite universe is both metaphysical and physical. So, too, is the information that we gather for solving local problems that can be in support of universal integrity. Intellect is a function of finite universe. With the vector equilibrium as the equanimity in mind, intellect becomes informed of the equanimity model, sharing the same design in both the metaphysical and physical universe. It is not the missing link, but I can see how people might think of it this way before recognizing that experience is all temporary, and temporary is a time word. We have to have a conceptuality in mind between experiences, which we now know is the eternal metaphysical. You cannot convert the metaphysical into time, the existence in time. We have to have zero phase. The absolute integrity of it is metaphysical. This means potential and pure principle, the inactive, the inherently inactive, which we can convert into activity only in pure principle, the generalized principles to which the concept is generalized by intellectual conceptioning, the metaphysical generalized conceptioning field of thought. Then we are truly talking about the absolute necessity of generalizing concepts, not referring to generalization as the referential resource backwardly to the histories of biblical origins as one case in point, where the interaction is between otherness and the self-deluding expert whose mentality and memorization serves the purpose. The purpose that omits by default education criteria is of a predominantly physical objective that can be described as spirituality, but technically and literally induces such behavior, which is not questioned by the gullible, but presents argumentative environments for debating the contradictory issues. When everyone on the world stage omits a conceptuality of the omnidirectional spherical integrity, the geodesic spheres that demonstrate the compressionally discontinuous and continuous tensional integrity, the public and private discourse is predominantly linear. So too, does it seem natural to ignore what we can describe as humans of the eternal omniscient mind instead of historical God of religions everywhere on earth by one translation of the concept or another. That linear programming is biased and competitive ought to be differentiated from the orbital, the omnidirectional, even with regard to the continuity of conscious life becoming personality as a product of complex periodic interactions known as cycles or periodic recurrences of a higher frequency order. Because humans of a mind coexist in the metaphysical, physical, and omnidirectional universe. We are an evolution species who increasingly are more curious concerning clarifying the hierarchical predicament that, if known and understood, eventually can eliminate the slave mentality from Earth. Thank you.